Hello, and welcome back to another episode of Upfront and Undivided with Luke and Dina. Hey, babe. How's it going?
It's good. We're going to be working on video soon.
Yes.
So people can see how crazy looking we are.
Yes.
What it takes
energetic
for us to,
ready to
engage at times.
Yes.
Because listen, you're tired.
I am.
I'm tired.
Part of me is like, oh, I'm going to have to clean my desk then.
I mean, not necessarily.
Somewhat.
Maybe we lose the Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah.
I don't know. That brings character. That shows people that, oh, we have something going.
Yeah.
They just shows you what season we're in.
It's
we're
true.
In Girl Scout cookie season.
It
where
is
we
Girl
are.
Scout cookie season.
And thankfully, when we went to Sam's the other day, because we have not, like, I don't know where you Girl Scouts are, but, like, we need to have a map, and we need to have, like.
Or they just need to start selling them online.
Somebody, please.
Yeah.
Like, just somebody, please. Because it is. It's like, what are we doing? So we go to Sam's, and we come out, and you're pointing is Sunday, and so they're closing really fast, and we're like, okay, we're about to leave. Sure enough, you point at the sign, and I was like, first thing I come out of my mouth, I look at the lady, and I go, where have y'all been? Where are you guys?
Yeah.
Is there an app for y'all? Helps us track.
It's like, what is it?
My family needs their cookies. Thank you.
It's like, what is it? They talk about how, like the pop up, like the pop up restaurants,
yes,
or the pop up food trucks,
yes,
where it's like, I'm not going to be in the same location 2 days in a row. You got to follow me on social media.
Where's your social media? Like, I need to, like, is it girlscout.org?
Yeah.
Girl Scout dot cookie? What are we doing?
Mm.
That actually would be brilliant.
That would be a brilliant app.
See, I just marketed that.
Somebody's about to make $1 million off of that.
Let's bounce on that.
Yeah.
What do we do?
Yeah.
Sign me up. We're about to make some money.
Yes.
So we can fund what we're doing now.
Yes.
Because dang it, we got to do things.
Yes.
It's important.
Yes.
We have marriages to save. We have lives to restore. We have stuff to do.
That's right.
We have cows to raise.
Yes.
Chickens to grow eggs.
Yes. Ducks.
Ducks.
That's my latest thing now.
You are on this
my
duck
latest
kit.
Thing is I want to try duck eggs. And
yes.
I want to raise ducks for duck eggs.
Let's try the duck egg first.
Yeah.
Because I've never had one.
Yeah.
She kept saying it's good for baking. And I'm like, we don't bake that much. But if we start making our own bread again and doing the things. But even then, it's like, we scramble eggs and do stuff like that more than anything.
Yeah, but they say because there's more yolk, they say they're creamier and they just taste better.
I am intrigued.
Yeah.
I'm intrigued. We'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Or if anybody out there has had a duck egg or has ducks and wants to sell us some eggs, we're in the market to buy.
Yes. Yes, we are.
Yeah. We're all about it. Because we buy chicken eggs.
We do.
From friends
dozens.
That have we bought four this last time because our family likes protein.
Yes, we do.
And it is a cheaper source of protein, believe it or not, as much as the egg prices go up. But ours do not.
Yeah.
They went up a dollar, but that's it.
That's it.
Still, it's fine.
Yeah.
And they are literally farm raised.
Yes.
They have the poop on them and everything still.
It's awesome.
Every so often,
just
like,
adds more flavor.
I really should probably clean this. Really should probably. You know what? It's not touching the yolk. It's fine.
Right.
It's flavor.
Right.
It's flavor.
Yes.
So how
helps
are
strengthen
we
and teach your gut microbiome how to fight?
Yes, it's true. It's the immune system. Our immune systems are pretty cranking.
Yeah.
That's all I can say. It's fine. It's fine. So how are we doing outside of that? We're good?
I think so.
Anything excitingly important that we need to tell any listeners? Catch up anybody on anything?
I don't think so.
We're
it's
building
like
a website.
And I was about to say, it's like I know we're working on stuff, but I don't want to like say too much because I don't want to be like, oh, we're dragging our feet on this. Or
I don't.
It's like I
think
feel
this
like
is
we've
the
been
first
talking
time we've
about
talked about that.
Yeah.
Our second book is out. Our devotional is out.
Yes.
8-week devotional. That's done.
Yep.
according to my brother Bobby, we're like incredibly productive people, which means a tremendous amount. And I don't think he would just say that to us.
I don't think
especially
so.
Especially because he's one of the busiest men I have ever met on the planet.
He truly is.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
But we enjoyed them last time, yeah, when
we
they
did,
were here.
Very much so.
I've gotten a lot of good feedback. There's a lot of people out there that have said how incredibly cute my brother and sister-in-law are, and I agree. But it's neat. It's neat to be surrounded by people that cheer you on, that want to speak goodness over you, that want to be life, and that don't remind you of your past or the pitfalls that might have tripped you once upon a time.
Yes.
It's a good thing.
It is a good thing.
So that kind of takes us into our thoughts, yeah?
I think so.
A little bit?
Yeah.
Do you want to say the thoughts, or did you want me to say the thoughts?
I'll let you say, because you kind of came up with it.
Okay.
It was really hitting on you.
It did. It did. So if anybody out there that listens to us, that listens to In the Real with me and Marcia and Heather, I got to be sound person. I got to be sound man on this past episode. And I had the most wicked echo in my headset.
Yep.
And it was bothering me so much that the first 5 minutes or so?
Yeah.
I'd be okay, but then I couldn't shake it. And then I'd be like, let me try something else. And then I'm fiddling with stuff, and I'm not as familiar with this board as you are. But I'm learning.
Yes.
And it's I'm tinkering, and then all of a sudden Heather's I can't hear myself. And I was oh yeah, you're right. That's bad. Let's turn you back up. And so you just discovered apparently what was going on.
Yes.
On the desktop, as far as just there's a certain.
Yeah. I had added another layer of effects to try to, because it does get kind of chilly down here in the studio/office.
Yes.
And so I've got a little space heater. And so I added an effect on the main, on the master volume, the master track, to try to eliminate the sound of the space heater.
Right.
And apparently if that effect is on while you're recording, it creates a weird little echo.
Yeah.
In the headsets. It's not
almost like a delay or something crazy.
Yeah, it's not recorded. Yeah. It's nobody else can hear it except for in your headset.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So then I seem crazy.
Yeah.
And then Heather wants to give me gummies.
Right.
So that way I'm not crazy.
Yes.
Or at least I'm high.
And not the Albanese.
Not the Albanese that I have sitting in front of me. The stuff that, you know.
Yep.
Makes you lucid. So, I was in the middle of working out. Was this 2 days ago? About 2 days ago?
Yep.
And Mama Karen, she ends up sending me a message. And she's like, honey, I'm listening to your podcast and I'm not hearing any echo. And I said, no. I explained to her that it was in my headset, that nobody else could hear it. It was just because I'm looking at the girls going, Am I crazy?
Right.
What's going on? And I said, what I finally had to do was I had to find the rhythm of the echo and start playing off of the echo. But instead of being fixated on the fact that I was going echo, like literally, I had to fixate my focus on what we were talking about and the goal that was at hand.
Yeah.
Because if I kept getting tripped up on the echo, then I was going to be distracted and I wouldn't be able to engage into the conversation or what was happening in front of me. And so I even did a quick, a blurb out, video blurb. And it was it hit me. How many times do we get caught up with the echoes of life, whether it's our past, whether it's our circumstances, whether it's even what's going on with us today? How many times do we get so fixated on what's going on that the thing that's in front of us, if we're not fixated on the source and fixated on the task at hand, then we're going to get tripped up and then we're not going to be able to move forward.
Yeah, that's true. Because I know that voice can come,
mm-hmm.
And it can, you know, at times it can seem just like a little whisper in the background and you can just ignore it.
Right.
You know, it's almost like, you know, it's kind of an annoyance or bother. And it's like, it's fine. It'll drown itself out. But then at other moments where it's almost like a loud screaming in your ear.
Right.
You know, and sometimes it's a, here's who you were, here's who you are, here's who you'll always be.
Yeah.
Here's what you did. You're always going to do that.
Right. Right. And then I thought about, like, cause I'm saying this to you today and you're like, yeah, let's talk about that. Because I immediately thought, how many times do we do that with our spouses? How many times do we do that in our marriages?
Yeah.
Like, here's somebody that's trying to break through to the other side, but they're so caught up in the noise of the disappointments, or they're getting caught up in the noise of, well, you hurt me at this one place, so yeah. I'm going to recoil, or it's going to have an echo effect if I see you even remotely moving into that space. And it's like that person isn't even that person anymore.
Yeah.
Or they're desperately trying to recover and not be that person anymore so they can heal.
Yeah.
But you're the person that's living with an echo, and you're fixated more on the echo than actually trying to regain the ground and make it solid again.
Or I'll throw this one out there.
Yeah.
The echo of comparison.
Ooh. Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Because comparing, you know, what you have now to past relationships, or to, well, you're not like, you know, my parent that took care of me.
Right.
Or you're not taking care of me like their spouse takes care of them.
Ew.
You know. And it can create that weird little echo, that weird little voice inside your head.
Right.
That drops just enough of an edge of a wedge.
An edge of a wedge.
Yep.
I like that.
So, yeah. But that's what I would, you know, because that's another one of those little echoes that I would add into this.
I like that. No, I like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, so how do we drown out the echoes? Because I know with me, I had to be intentional. I had to be intentional. First of all, actually, let me back up. First of all, I had to let other people know that I was dealing with an echo.
Yeah.
I had to verbalize, hi, I seem to be having, like, I can hear myself. I sound like I'm in a canyon right now. Or a tin can.
Yes.
I am dealing with an echo. And so that way, if I am responding in a manner that does not seem to be, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah, no,
just,
I hear. Yeah.
I'm just, all of a sudden it's like I'm distracted.
Yeah.
Or I seem agitated.
Yeah.
I was all of the above. Like, yes. I was getting agitated. And then it's like, and then I'm like, I need to let them know what's going on with me, because they're going to think I'm crazy.
Yeah.
Or they're going to just think that, like, why is she all upset all of a sudden? Like, what's going on? You know? And it's like, I hear an echo and I need to figure out how to fix it. And it was like, all of a sudden, they wanted to try to engage and try to figure out how they could combat it too. So it's like, I think one of the things that I am learning that you and I actually have done over the years, in my mind, I'm like, have we ever even talked about this? I'm not sure we've even talked about this before. Maybe similar, but
I
not
think,
really.
Yeah, I think we've talked about similar things.
Yeah.
Not necessarily on the podcast, but...
Yeah. I guess that's what I'm saying. Like, on the podcast, I don't think we've ever talked about this.
I don't think so, yeah.
So when you and I have an echo, and we do, because we both, again, we both have been married before. We both have had past before. We've both been with other people outside of even being married before.
Yes.
And that comes with stuff, right?
Yeah.
And there have been times that we have been together, whether very intimately or just everyday living. And it's usually me. You've done it a couple of times, but usually it's me, where I'll go to the extreme and all of a sudden, like, I have a flashback of somebody that is not you.
Yeah.
And I kind of recoil from you, or I just flat start crying.
Yeah.
And I will look at you and I'll say, babe, that's not okay. Like, that I literally, and I will tell you where I was, who I was with, what was happening in that moment. So I can paint you this picture. And it's like, and you, so that way immediately you can come into this space with me and say, you're safe.
Yeah.
You're okay. I've got you. I'm not that person, you know, kind of that reminder, not trying to compare you with somebody, but trying to express to you that right there in that moment triggered something inside of me.
Yeah. Because I think it's important to bring it to light, because A, we are in this together, and we, you mm-hmm. know, we want to know when the other one is struggling or yeah. being attacked, or, you know, is dealing with something, or, you know, hey, I just got a weird flashback. I heard a weird echo.
Yeah.
You know, hey, you turned over this book and it took me into a weird place.
Yeah.
You know, it's good to recognize that, so that we can, you know, that reminder of we're in this together, and we're right. going to come at this together, and we're going to take care of this together.
Right.
But also it's like, okay, is this a behavior that I need to take care of, mm-hmm. that I need to make sure that I don't do this again?
Right.
Or is this just something that, hey, I'm going to do that again, and we need to kind of, you know, come together and pray
right.
that gets removed,
right?
You know, so to speak,
right?
Or that's another space that gets to get healed.
I like that.
You know, so it's like, because again, I mean, I use the silly example of like flipping over a book or something. It's like, you know, I'm going to flip over books,
right?
You know, or I'm going to move stuff around, and it's going to happen,
right?
You know, but it's like, you know, hey, you know, the way you did it, or the way you said this, or
right.
You know, and sometimes it's subconscious, sometimes it just happens, mm-hmm. but it's that recognition, it's that calling it out, it's that, you know, so often we talk about, you know, like sunlight is the greatest disinfectant, and,
yeah.
you know, how, you know, so many things with the kingdom of God and with the kingdom of the earth, you know, the darkness, and as soon as we recognize it, as soon as we call it out for what it is,
right,
you know, all of a sudden it's like that takes the power away from that thing,
right?
You know, right. And so it's good to bring that up of, you know, hey, this happened and it made me feel like this,
mm-hmm.
or it reminded me of that,
right?
You know, again, it's I am. It's like, I'm going to say it again. It's that reminder of, okay, we'll take care of that, and we will remind each other and walk together that we are in this together,
yeah.
that we are united, that we have the best outlook for each other. We
yeah.
have, you know, we want to always build each other up, and we always want to encourage each other, and we always want to, you know, it's this, we're building this. We have built this, and you know, it's, I keep saying together, and you,
yeah.
you know, so yeah.
Yeah. Because I immediately thought of our trip, our most recent trip, when we took off, kind of on a quick little Valentine
yeah.
weekend, and, you took me, and we went walking, and you're showing me all these shops. And then there were some shops that we just don't go into that, or there was one shop, you know, that you're like, I want to show you all of the record shops.
Yeah.
I want to show you all the records. And I'm like, okay, I'm ready to go.
Yeah.
You know, and it was like, you could feel
yeah.
all the feels, all the things, all the stuff that lived there.
Yeah.
And it's like, recognizing that in a person, knowing that, saying it in a way to where you're not causing an offense. You're not causing.
Yeah.
What am I trying to say?
Remind you're saying it in a way that I'm not attacking you.
No.
I'm coming against this.
Yeah. Yeah. Because it's like, you're so excited to show me all the things.
Yeah.
you know, and it's like, I'm excited to be engaged and in this with you. And the majority of the places that we went were fine, yeah, and it was good. And then again, the places that you knew that things were there,
yeah,
you just, you're always so sweet. You're so cute. Anybody that ever watches us when we walk, they would think, man, he's awfully aggressive with her. And you're not. You don't look aggressive at all. It's, but you actually steer me, yeah, with my hand, because we'll hold hands. And then you'll like, it's almost like a joystick. Mm-hmm. Just kind of move my hand in.
I almost said that. Yeah.
In the direction that we're going, and it always cracks me up that, like, you know, you do that to me.
Yeah.
But it's a sweet way of just reminding, like, I've got you.
Yeah.
I've got you. I've got you. I'm going to protect you. I'm going to make sure that I do not take us anywhere that is going to cause an echo.
Yeah.
Because even back when you did the Highland Games, we would go and there would be some Renaissance or some sort of fair stuff, yeah, that it would be attached to.
Mm-hmm.
And you would start walking us down one space and then you would stop and turn us around and you'd say,
yeah,
because you recognize the, yeah, things that you used to play with. And it's like, I think when we take the time to get to know our spouse in that kind of capacity and that kind of place, yes, number one, I love what you said, bring it to the light, it disinfects it and it loses its power on that. But I also like, because what you're doing is you're finding out, even if it causes your spouse to get triggered or kind of just go off just for a second,
yeah,
what you've done is you've exposed something that needs to be exposed.
Yeah.
So that way it can be dealt with. You're not tiptoeing around it.
Yeah.
It's now can be dealt with. You guys can come up with an action plan,
yeah,
on how to handle it. Pray, you know, maybe again, make sure you know where you're going, and that if have a signal.
Yeah.
Our signal is, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
It's just a kind of, or we'll go, like, yeah, our heads tilt and we're just like, nope, we're not going to go here.
We should check out the next drawer.
We should probably go somewhere else. Yeah. You want to go? Yeah, let's go here, yeah, instead, you know, but not making the other person feel ostracized or weird, yeah, about their echo, but helping them heal.
Yeah. And I think also part of that recognizing and calling it out and healing is, you know, when you do call it out and recognize it, you're talking it through, you know, it can be something you can recognize, and when you come up with a solution of, is this something that is, can this be an immediate fix, or is this something that needs to be worked on? You know, do we need to work on this? Do we need to call in a pastor?
Yeah.
Do we need to call in a counselor or a therapist? You know,
yeah,
it's, you know, so it's like, so that's the other part, I think, that I just thought of.
That's good.
Of,
no,
you know,
that's good.
When we call these out is like, you know, because I know we're really good at, you know, we have been walking this and we've been working on a lot of this stuff for a long time. And but it is, it's still, you know, we still have things that pop up and it's like, okay,
oh, yeah,
we want to work on this, but this isn't going to be like an immediate fix.
Right.
You know, we haven't really run into anything that's been a long term, but we attribute that to a whole lot of God and a whole lot of conversations, and we've done a whole lot of work on ourselves before we came into this marriage.
Truly. So, truly.
So yeah.
Yeah.
And I've done a lot of help. I've gotten a lot of help individually,
mm-hmm,
from counselors and licensed professionals.
Yeah.
For other stuff.
Yes.
So,
sincerely.
Yeah.
But those can, even those echo effects can create.
Yeah.
Those things.
Yeah.
Right. Those,
yeah,
things can create the echoes. They can create, like, what is it? I keep saying, like, the echo chambers. Like, you get into like an echo chamber, or,
yeah,
you can almost get into like something that's so deafening,
yeah,
that you, like, all of a sudden your person, you know, what is it? Sebastian calls it, you're meant to be.
You're meant to be. Yeah.
You're meant to be. It's so cute.
Yeah.
All of a sudden you're meant to be like freezes or starts responding in a completely something out of their character.
Yeah.
And it's like, have the conversations of what, how would you walk this person through it? Like, what are some things, and this is going to be an individual by individual basis. Like, I know with you, I'll grab your hand, or I'll reach for you and just like to remind you, okay, I'm right here.
Yeah.
I'm right here.
Yeah.
You know, same with you. You know, it's like just being patient with each other in those places.
Yeah.
Because I know a lot of my echo stuff came when we're being intimate.
Yeah.
And having to remind it, and that's not going to stop. Like, that would totally shut us down in the space that we don't need to be getting shut down in, you know, and you have to stand back and say, I'm here, you're safe. And then just that reassurance and reminder that we're going to make it to the other side. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
And then the more that you're in that with that person, almost like, hey, focus on me.
Yeah.
See my eyes. Let me pull you farther away from that echo, and the farther away we go, the less hold it has on you.
Yes. Yeah. Agreed. Yeah.
I think that's good.
Yeah. I think so. Yeah. I think we hit it. I think we...
We're going a little short on this.
We are going a little short. And I keep hearing noises outside the door.
I know you keep hearing noises. Yeah. So we're going to...
Yeah.
I think I keep hearing our boy, but...
Yeah.
But I would say for this episode, even though it's short, I think it's full of a lot of impact.
Yeah.
And maybe we'll come back and visit this one again.
Yeah.
But
I will jump in real quick.
Yeah.
And I should have looked this up. Because earlier when you said that, you know, we don't think we've really talked about this.
Yeah.
I think in a way this almost relates back to the fingerprints.
Yes.
Because I know we have talked about fingerprints. So in a way, it's kind of similar. They're adjacent topics.
Yeah.
Agreed. But yeah.
But I think just when that revelation hit me, it's like, what do you do? Because it is, it's the noise. It's the noise and the cares of this world that will get your mind so clouded or so clustered that it's like, you can't think anymore. And then it's like you can't engage in the things that bring life, because death is trying to so come in and consume you.
Yeah.
And it's like eventually somebody has got to like kick in the door, so to speak, even if it's just, I'm not kicking you, but I'll grab your hand or you'll grab mine.
Yeah.
And it's just reminding each other that we're very much in this, that these things do not get to determine or dictate who we are today.
Yeah.
Even if we're dealing with something today, it does not get to dictate our tomorrows.
Yes.
We can overcome it by talking it through, by praying it out, and then just reestablishing, you know, those things of, hey, I got you.
Yeah. And I was also thinking that some of these echoes, if we're not careful, can drown out the voice of God.
Come on, sir.
Yeah.
And that's the enemy's tactic, ultimately.
That really is.
That's ultimately it.
Yes.
So we pray this week that you recognize the echoes.
Yes.
Even if it's your spouse now or your partner now, that has unknowingly or knowingly created an echo themselves. Give them that opportunity to come out of that echo. Give them the second chance. Give them the opportunity to prove themselves. Forgive them.
Yes.
Give them space to grow, so that way the echo becomes less and less and you guys become whole again.
Yes.
I like it.
Me too.
All right, guys. Have the best week.
Enjoy the journey.